Good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Appreciate you being with us in the house of God tonight. I won't be over about an hour tonight, so you pray for us. Amen. The Lord laid this message on my heart yesterday. Brother Mark called me this afternoon. I pray God opened my door, and He opens the door. Amen. And I just want to share with you that God has laid upon my heart. Hope and pray to be a blessing to you and a help to you in the Word of God. Acts chapter 16, if you'd like to stand while the reading of God's Word, you may do so. Verse number 12, Acts chapter 16, verse number 12 through verse number 15 in God's Word. The Bible says, "And from hence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke unto the women which restored hither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us." May God add His blessing to the reading of God's Word. And ask Brother Gwynn, if he would, to pray with us and for us, please. Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Gwynn. Just to bring you a little forefront here in chapter number 16 up to where I'm at, going to be at this evening, we find that the Apostle Paul, he was one of the greatest men of God that God had ever used. He opened up the door for grace, and he preached the grace of God and went from town to town and place to place preaching the Word of God. And if you read that first part of the chapter 16, you'll find that there's where he found Timothy, and he went there and he got Timothy. And Timothy's daddy was a Greek, and his mama was a Jew. So Paul knew that that's going to have to do things in Timothy's life by the law of the Jews to get him where he can be with Paul. So Paul done that. Paul took care of those things in Timothy's physical life that had to be done for him to come in with the Apostle Paul. And you'll find that they hooked up then, and they really went together. And through all of Paul's ministry, you'll find that Timothy was right there with him. And Paul continues to go through and preach the gospel. Paul was a man of God that listened to the Spirit of God. When God spoke to him, he listened. He knew that it was God speaking to his heart and his life. And my friend, we find that this is what happened in the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit come through and spoke to Paul, and Paul knew exactly where he needed to go. And Paul didn't stay just in one area. Find in the scripture there that Paul began to preach in Europe and Philippi, and he stood there and preached the Word of God. And we're going to look at the scripture now in verses 12 through 15 in the Word of God. And you'll find that he was the first convert of the Apostle Paul's ministry there in Europe. And I want you to listen to what God's given me. I want to share that with you today out of this scripture that God laid upon my heart today. The Bible said in verse number 12, "And from hence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in the city abiding certain days." Now, Paul identifies where he's at, and he identified that for a reason and a purpose today. My friend, we find, first of all, that somebody has to be talking to God. My friend, somebody has got to talk to God about what God's will is in your life, whether it be my life or your life. You've got to talk to God. And I believe Paul done that. I believe Paul talked to God. He said, "Lord, where do you want me to go?" And Paul was going to go to a different place. But my friend, God knew where Paul was needed at that time and that point in his life. And my friend Paul began to talk to God. And my friend, the key to everything that in our Christian walk today, my friend, is prayer. If we don't pray, my friend, we ain't expecting God to do anything in our life. We've got to pray. And I'm not talking about just here in the house of God. I'm talking about out there in your house. I'm talking about out there in your job. I'm talking about out there everywhere you're at. You need to pray and say, God, you help me. Yeah. You give me what I need. You touch my heart and touch my life that I might do what God wants me to do. Amen. Youngs, if you never take time to talk to God, you don't know what He wants you to do. My friend, we go through this life just wandering from one place to the other. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody knows how to get a hold of God. My friend, the Apostle Paul, was that man. He prayed to God. My friend, and God showed him, my friend, what to do. My friend, number one, I'm going to show you tonight, my friend, that God makes a way. Amen? My friend, He'll make a way for you. You think, well, preacher, there's no way. I'm telling you right now, God will make a way. Amen. If you'll just go to God in prayer, ask God's will to be done in your life. My friend, God said, I will make a way, my friend, for you today. Youngs, listen, the Bible said there in verse number 9 that I didn't read, but the Bible said, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over unto Macedonia and help us. I'm telling you right now that scared me to death. Amen. For Paul, for God to wake me up in the middle of the night and show me a vision. My friend, Paul, I was a man that was close to God. My friend, and God showed him that vision and said, listen, I want you to come down here to Macedonia. Now I want you to come down and help us. My friend, there was folks there, my friend, in Macedonia that needed some help from a man of God that'll show them the way that God wanted them to go. Amen. My friend Paul, as you remember, preached grace. My friend, he preached grace. And he was there, my friend, to help those folks. And we find that God used the Apostle Paul. God always makes a way, young'uns, where He wants you to be at a particular time, at a particular place. My friend, God always makes that way in your life today. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care if you're at home out in the woods. I don't care if you're sitting there at home in that easy chair. My friend, God makes a way in your life to tell you what He wants you to do. My friend, in this work that we call salvation and trying to be a witness and a help to people today, we just got to listen. My friend, sometimes we don't listen to God. My friend, we got to pray. Ask God's will to be done in our heart and our life. My friend, I'm telling you right now, somebody had been talking with God. My friend, God knew where Apostle Paul was going. But my friend, God gave him this vision and said, I want you to go down there out of Macedonia. My friend, now listen to me. This is the title of my message today. It just takes one. Amen. It just takes one. I want you to keep that in your heart and your life. My friend, God makes a way. God makes a way in my life and in your life today. A way that we can love one another and tell one another about the love of Jesus Christ. How that's in our heart and our life. But preacher, I just can't talk to my husband or my wife or my children. Youngs, I'm telling you right now, if we can't talk to our mate and talk to our children about salvation, we need to get on our knees, amen, and my friend, make sure everything's right in our heart and our life. If there's ever been a time and an hour where we need to talk, my friend, about the salvation of God, it's in this day and hour that you and I are living today. My friend, I don't know when God's going to come back and get His children, but my friend, He's coming one day out of a while. And I'm glad my soul has been saved by the grace of God. My friend, I've got a home in heaven waiting on me. And youngs, there's not enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there forever. My friend, God will make a way. He made a way there in verse number 9 for the Apostle Paul. He said, Paul, I want you to go. You know what Paul done? He got up and went. My friend, he went right down there. And my friend, the Bible said there in verse number 12 and said, from hence to Philippi, which is the chief city of the part of Macedonia and a colony, and were in that city abiding certain days. My friend, Paul went right down there to Macedonia. Now, he knew that God had sent him down there for a reason and a purpose. And he went right down there in Macedonia. He didn't say, Lord, I need to go over yonder. I need to go that way. My friend, God said, this is where I want you to go. And the Bible said that there are some folks down there that needed Paul's help. My friend, there are some folks down there that needed God. So God will provide a way. And then, my friend, God provides a place. Look at verse number 13. He said, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a river where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which restored hither. My friend, God will provide a place. Amen. It wasn't a fancy building. It wasn't something glorious that you could look at and say, boy, that's a beautiful building. My friend, it wasn't that like that. But my friend, God prepared a place for the Apostle Paul to go. The Bible said it was down there beside of a river. My friend, you get down there beside that river, there wasn't nothing there. There wasn't nothing to sit on. They had to sit on the ground. My friend, there wasn't no building to get into. They sit on the ground. My friend, the Bible said that God will provide a place. Young's going to tell you today, listen, there's not a man of God that's been called of God that does not want a church to stand in and preach the Word of God. But I want to tell you something tonight. My friend, if we'll just get our eyes off the things of this world, us preachers get our eyes off the things of the world and listen to God and let Him do the leading and guiding in our heart and our life, my friend, He'll give us a place. Amen. I preached on the street corner. Amen. I'll preach on it again. If that's where God opens the door at, youngs, I'm telling you, God, I'll give you a place. But somebody's got to be talking to God. And that somebody's you and me. My friend, we talked to God. God said, I'll open the way for you. I'll provide a place. My friend, it wasn't a fancy place. But my friend, they was meeting there at the river. My friend, this place was designated for the Jewish people in that city. My friend, to come and meet. It wasn't just a haphazard thing. They met there often down there by the river. My friend, I tell you what, there's something about a river I like. Amen. I tell you, will you just go by a river and walk by that river a little bit, and there's just a calming about that river that is unexplainable. I don't know what it is, but I tell you, I've had my best times walking down by side of a river. Boy, God just come in there and He speak to your heart. You can hear the water flowing. My friend, the peace of God just come in your heart and your life. He'll speak to you and say, listen, this is what I want you to do. My friend, this is where these ladies met. My friend, they went down there by the riverside and they sat there on the ground. And the Bible said that they wanted to have prayer. My friend, where prayer was wont to be made. My friend, Paul come in there on the scene. Paul didn't say, why ain't you got a building built? Paul said, well, I don't know why you ain't done this and why you ain't done that. You know, the Bible, I believe Paul just sat down there with them. Amen. My friend, they begin to pray and get a hold of God. And then the Apostle Paul stood up and he said, I got something I need to tell you. My friend, he said, it's about grace. I believe Paul preached to those young'uns, grace, my friend, that it's the answer to every problem and everything that's in our life today. If we'll just let God, my friend, do in our life what needs to be done. My friend, He provides a place. My friend, He also provides a people. In the latter part there of that same verse, He said He spake there to the women which restored hither. My friend, Paul didn't care. It didn't matter to Paul whether it was male or female. It didn't bother him a bit. My friend, listen to me today. Sometimes we don't want to preach to somebody that, you know, that comes in with ragged clothes on, tattered shirt or tattered jeans. My friend, listen to me. That man's soul is worth just as much as the richest man is that's in this community. My friend, we ought to realize today that we're not trying to get those people. My friend, we're getting the soul of those people. It doesn't matter. My friend, God's looking at the soul. Paul didn't say anything about that. My friend, he just got down there and preached. And my friend, he preached about grace. He preached about how Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, no doubt. And my friend, Paul preached a gun barrel straight. He told those women like it was. And my friend, I'm telling you today, youngs, if we want to do what God wants us to do, it don't take but one. It don't take but one. My friend, listen, the mama said there that he provided a people. Listen to what the Bible said. It had a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us. My friend, this woman called Lydia, she was a very wealthy lady. She sold purple. She knew how to dye the cloth. She may have even made the dye to dye the cloth. My friend, she was a very wealthy lady. And she come there and sat down on that ground and heard the Apostle Paul preach about the grace of God. Listen what happened to her. The Bible said, whose heart the Lord opened. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, children, we need some folks' heart to be open. Amen. My friend, let God open that heart and open that life and expose what's inside of that heart today. Well, some of us would have to hang our head, me included, wouldn't we? If God opened our heart and exposed what was inside of our heart and our life. I got to thinking about the heart today. You know, we've got all kinds of medicine today. My friend, you can lay there in a bed and not even know where you're at in a coma. My friend, and live. You can live, my friend, with missing an arm or a leg. My friend, you can be there, my friend, and know what's going on around about you, but you can't talk. All those things are done today that'll make us live. But I'm going to tell you one thing. My friend, when that heart stops, my friend, you are dead. Amen. My friend, they can shock you back. I'm glad they can do that. But my friend, when that heart stops and there's not no more beating after that, you're dead. Our heart is the most central part of our body. Without the heart, I can't live. Thank God, I'm glad God opened my heart and exposed my life, my friend, to myself, and said, Kenny, I've got some grace that'll take care of that. I've got some grace that'll help in that. My friend, I'm telling you, God moved and God touched my heart. I came and gave my heart and life to Him. And my friend, God has been good ever since. I said, God has been good. Kenny Anderson hadn't been good, but God has been good ever since. My friend, it just takes one. Amen. My friend, the Bible said there in the Word of God that she went down there and God opened her heart. The Bible said, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. My friend, she listened to what Paul had to say. My friend, she was attentive to him. She wanted to hear what Paul was saying today. Youngs, if you want to hear the Word of God, you've got to let the Holy Spirit open your heart, open your life. Lord, you tell me what you want me to do. You can close that old hard heart up, and my friend, you can get mad at God, soul up like a bull, and my friend, not listen to God. But youngs, if you just let God open your heart and open your soul, you'll find out that just takes one. Just takes one. My friend, God will do a great work in your heart and your life today. The Bible said in verse 15, and when she was baptized, and her household. Praise God, I like it. She was a very wealthy woman. She went there every time it was time to have prayer. But this time she went, there's a man called the Apostle Paul come on the scene. He got right down there where she lived. Amen. My friend, listen, we can be high and mighty today. Us preachers, you know, we can be all high and mighty and more glory-filled than anybody else in the place. But my friend, when it comes down to it, we're all at the same level. Every one of us. My friend Paul got right down there with them. I believe he sat down right there on that ground. My friend, he began to talk and to pray with them women. Then I believe he stood up and said, let me tell you about grace. Let me tell you about something that'll take care of every need that you've got. Every desire of your heart. And Paul said, I've got something to tell you about. And it's Jesus Christ that died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me today. My friend, he say, sit there on that ground. And Paul began to teach them and show them, my friend, the ways of God and what God had talked to him about grace. And my friend, the Bible said that the grace of God opened her heart. God opened her heart and showed her how the ways of God. I'm not going to turn there, but in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Bible said, for by grace are you saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. My friend, I'm saved by grace. I'm not saved by works. If I was saved by works, I'd still be lost. Amen. But thank God, God give me grace. God touched my heart and my life and saved my soul from the devil's hell. My friend, grace will take care of whatever need is in your heart and your life. My friend, in Acts 11, 18, my friend, he said there, even in that those scriptures, let's just turn back there. Acts 11 in the Word of God. We'll see what the Bible said very closely there to us. In Acts 11 and verse number 18, the Bible said, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then saith God also unto the Gentiles, granted repentance unto life. You know what, young'uns? You and I are Gentiles. You know what Gentiles are? Dogs. That's what we are. We're the lowest of low. But you know what? Paul said God opened the way for you and I to be saved through this grace of God that God's given us today. My friend, God saved you and I. We deserve hell, but Jesus Christ moved in our life and saved us. Praise God for that. I'll tell you, God's good. Amen. My friend, God's good. Not only that, you'll find in John 6, 44 that God says, I draw all men unto me. My friend, he has no respecter of person. No matter if it's a drunk, no matter if it's a harlot, no matter if it's a murderer. My friend, God said, I draw all men unto me. Well, preacher, what in the world is that it draws us? I'm going to tell you what that is. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's called. My friend, that comes in your heart and your life and just squeezes you and burdens you. And my friend, makes your stomach turn upside down and make you want to get out them doors just to, quicker than you come in them doors. My friend, that's called the Holy Ghost. And it's imperative to you and I today that are saved by God's grace to take some time and talk to God about these individuals and let the Holy Spirit of God do its work in their heart and their life. It just takes one. It just takes one. My friend, she, verse 15, and when she was baptized in her household, she brought us, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged to me, be faithful to the Lord. Lydia looked at him and said, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, she said, this is what I want you to do. She said, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. My friend, Lydia was saved by the grace and by the power of God. God moved in that young'un's life. And my friend done something in her life that had never happened to her before. She'd went there every time, the point in time it was to have prayer. She went there every time. But on this particular time, there was a man called Paul. was there on the scene. Paul was going through there in his missionary journeys, telling them about there's a man that died, gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and this thing called grace, G-R-A-C-E. My friend, that grace can save your soul. My friend, Paul preached that from the first day to the last day. When he called Timothy in there to him and said, Timothy, it's time for my departure is at hand. I love to preach that. He said, I'm ready to go, Timothy. He said, I want you to preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. My friend, I believe that Timothy done just exactly what his man that he had shouldered up with for years. I believe he tried his best to do exactly what God wanted him to do. When Paul was let out of that prison and tucked down there at that guillotine, he laid his head in that guillotine. I believe he looked back at Timothy and said, Timothy, be a good soldier. Be a good soldier. Young'uns, I'm telling you today that God has made a way for every person in this world to be saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. This grace of God will get the job done. Amen. It's not us dragging them in and dragging them to the altar and going through emotion. My friend, it's the Holy Spirit of God getting hold of that heart and that life and touching that heart and dragging that life to the altar and letting God do the work in their life. But youngs, it's going to take somebody that knows God. It's going to take somebody that talking to God. Now, again, I'm not talking about here in the church. I thank God for our prayer room that we have. And I think everybody, every church ought to have a prayer room. But youngs, I'm talking about at home where the rubber meets the road. I mean, when you're alone with God, you're in there at your prayer place and you begin to pray and the Holy Ghost of God just comes in that place. My friend, you quit praying. God, you go to crying. Amen. Quit. I'll tell you, I just tear that place up around there when the Holy Ghost of God becomes to come into my heart and in my life. Shirley and I pray together every day. We pray as a family. I've heard her pray. I prayed myself. Lord, would you open a door for me to preach? Monday night, I got a call. It was from the brother Cox. He said, Preacher, God's laid you on my heart. I want you to come preach for me. He's never let me down, Chris. Never let me down. This evening, my pastor called. He said, Kenny, God said you had the message. I said, well, I got one, but he said, that you come on and preach it then. I said, okay.
Bless him, Lord.
Paul done the same thing. He minded God. He'd been talking with God. And young'uns, we have got a wonderful church. But we need to do some praying at home. Amen. Preacher, we do praying at the house of God. Hey, that's good. But I'm talking about praying at home. I'm talking about letting God speak to you at home. I'm talking about God letting Him use you at home. That you might do what God wants you to do. My friend, listen. This woman, she followed the teachings of Paul and was saved, baptized, trusting God, my friend, for everything. My friend, it started with one and went through her whole household. It just takes one. Preacher, I don't believe that. You don't believe the Word of God then. What did the Philippian jailer do? I like that one too. It just took one. It just takes one. When that one's right with God, when that one's saved by grace, that's all it takes. It just takes one, and then it goes through all the household. It covers everybody. In-laws, outlaws, it don't matter. My friend, friends and acquaintances, people you work with, my friend, it don't matter. There's something different that comes in your life. And it's called salvation by grace through faith. Instead of growling like a dog on a bone, my friend, you're smiling, grinning. Say, oh, I love Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You go into work tomorrow morning and you go in that old face frowned down and kicking around and mad and kicking boxes and everything. I used to work at a factory. Ain't much factories today, but they come in there kicking boxes and everything. My friend, how many people's going to look at you and say, boy, I wish I was like him? You go in there with a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and just sit down there and said, listen, brother, and listen, I don't embarrass people either.
Come on, brother.
God tells me to talk to somebody. I wait till he and I are alone. And I said, listen, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about somebody called Jesus Christ that come into my heart and my life and saved my soul. Young ones, if you'll just realize today that it just takes one.
Right.
Takes one. And that one can make a big difference.
Yes, sir.
In the workplace, in the home, and in the church. If we'll just get somewhere where God can bless and God can use us, it just takes one. This lady called Lydia, she didn't know what she's in for when she went out there, just like she did several times, my friend, in the past. But there was a man called Apostle Paul that told her, my friend, about Jesus. And the Bible said the Lord opened her heart. If God don't open your heart, my friend, you're lost without God. Your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life. If God has not opened your heart and showed you Jesus, that is the answer for our salvation today. You're lost without God, dying, going to a devil's hell. Preacher, that's pretty hard. But I'm telling you right now, children, that God will open your heart. And when He opens your heart, you're going to know about it. You're going to realize that it's God doing this. God couldn't save a man like me. My friend, God couldn't save a lady like you unless it was not for the grace of God that He has bestowed on our heart and our life today. It just takes one in your family. Just one in your church. Just one, my friend, to let God move in their heart and their life. Then God begins to move through that entire family and save them by the grace of God. Lydia said, now listen, if I've been faithful, you look up a little bit about that faithfulness. I'm not going to take time to tell you tonight. You look up a little bit about that faithfulness. My friend, that's being faithful to God. My friend, letting God be God in your heart and your life. She said, if I've been found faithful, she said, I want you to come and abide at my house. She no doubt had a big house. She kept the Apostle Paul and all of those. And the Bible says there in that scripture that I read to you, it went from saying Paul and Timothy to it said we. And I believe the light writer of that book went right there with them. Went down there to that river. My friend got on the banks of that river. Sat on the dirt in that river. And that river flowing. And Paul began to speak. Paul began to tell them about the grace of God. Boy, I'm telling you, I believe heaven opened. God come down and opened Lydia's heart. God showed my friend her heart. And my friend, the Bible said that God, she was saved and baptized and her whole household.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Paul went home with them that night, don't you see? You think he sat around and played cards with them? No, sir. He said, look at your mom. Have you seen change in your mama? My friend, he started showing them and telling them about the grace of God, no doubt. The Bible said the whole household, the whole bunch got saved by the grace of God. Youngs, I'm here to tell you tonight, don't take but one. One's all it takes. My friend, I'm trying my best to mind the Spirit of God. I'm trying my best to walk with Him. But church, I'm telling you, it don't take but one. And God will do the rest. Amen. Brother preacher.
Outside, when we were remodeling the church, I preached outside in front of the Life Center. Each one reached one. It wouldn't have been on recorded or anything because we didn't have the capability to do it outside. But that's what it takes, each one to reach one. Brother Miss Macy or Brother Casey, one come. And Brother Scott's gone down to the hospital. I'll just let her play something as we stand to our feet. If anybody needs to come and pray before we do our conference, the altar's open. If you need anything from the Lord, you want to come up and pray, come up and pray. You might be the very one that would reach somebody in your family. He mentioned the Philippian jailer. It's just on the very next page. I mean, almost exactly opposite of where Lydia is converted. And the Bible then says that that Philippian jailer comes in and says, "What must I, sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And then it said that they took him in. He was baptized. He got saved and took him in the same hour, washed his stripes and baptized him. And it said, and he brought him in. It said that he and his whole household got saved. It's right there on the very next page. It's still in chapter number 16, but two times in one passage do you see the whole household getting right with God just because one person got saved by God's grace. If you need to come, our Heavenly Father will be.